back, everybody, to the Thrived Podcast. I am your thriving host, Michelle Cohn, and I am so excited to use this platform to educate, empower, and inspire each one of you. My purpose in this life is to truly impact the lives of everyone that I meet in one small way or another. I have discovered that my mess has turned into my message, my test into my testimonial to all of you. I wanted to thank you for taking the time to listen and share my podcast. This is a message that I believe so many need to hear. By sharing this podcast, you could be that one person that truly helps to bring some light into someone else's life. Now, I must start off by saying that in my podcast, I am referencing generalized anxiety, which is what I currently live with. I am not a therapist. I am just a person that is utilizing a platform to share my personal experiences with anxiety. Everything that I have learned was through my own research, and I tried about 90% of everything that I read. What didn't work for me, I kicked to the curb, and what did work, I continue to practice today. I've gained the knowledge and tools to become a deliberate thinker instead of concentrating my thoughts in autopilot. When you become a deliberate thinker, you have control over the way you think, but we'll talk about that more later on. I'm hoping that this podcast is a small step in the positive and uplifting direction for all of you that are listening. When you change the way you think, you can truly change your life. Now let's get on with the episode. You've heard my personal story about living with anxiety in episode 1. In this episode, I'm going to share the connection between worrying and anxiety. Did you know that the act of worrying greatly impacts anxiety? Well, if you answered no, prepare to have your mind blown by the end of this podcast. It is critical that if you want to quiet your anxiety, if you want to stop worrying, if you want to get control over what you're thinking about, it's going to begin with a habit that you have, that someone else trained you, that you've gotten really good at. And that habit is the habit of worrying. We're all guilty of it, myself included. We worry about things that we shouldn't worry about and things that are way out of our control. It becomes a habit, a default way to think. The connection between anxiety and your mindset begins with your habit of worrying. For me, my habit of worrying was like the same load of dirty clothes on the same cycle in a washing machine. The same worrying thoughts coming over me over and over again. Remember in episode 1 I shared how the freedom of driving was taken away from me due to the severity of my anxiety? The thought of even getting into my car, turning the key in the ignition, and backing out of my driveway was absolutely debilitating. The worrying thoughts went something like this. What if something happens to me on the way to the yoga studio? What if I black out and the car veers into another car? Or a telephone pole? What if I have an anxiety attack at the intersection? What if, what if, what if? If you allow your thoughts to constantly drift to the worst case scenario, what's going to happen is your thoughts are going to spiral out of control. Your body is going to pick up on the fact that your thoughts are negative and your brain is in worry mode. When you allow your thoughts to spiral, you will trigger agitation to the body. And what is physical agitation to the body? You guessed it, anxiety. You have now crossed over from the act of worrying to anxiety just by your thoughts. See the connection? That's the relationship. Worrying about things you can't control and allowing that worry to cause physical agitation to the body. Rapid heart rate, sweaty palms, shortness of breath, you name it. Therefore, it is absolutely critical for someone with anxiety or someone who is a chronic worrier to understand that there is a connection between the day-to-day anxiety that you feel that is triggered by the own worries in your head. This is anxiety that you can quiet, that you can control, because it all stems from your habit of worrying. Worrying is a habit. A habit is a pattern. You need to stop the habit with a new pattern, a new way of thinking. We will talk about triggers and anchor thoughts in episodes to come, but it's important to know what is causing the worry. Write it down. What are you worried about? Worrying is simply allowing your mind to default on autopilot and think of things that don't serve you, that are out of your control. Let's go back to my worries on driving. Have I ever blacked out in my car and veered into a telephone pole or even another car? No. Have I ever had an anxiety attack at an intersection? No. Has anything ever happened to me on the way to anywhere that I had to go? No again. I had to start driving at the age of 33 all over again. I started driving around my block. The next day, I went around the block twice. The day after that, I stayed out for 5 minutes. A week later, I drove 5 miles. I was really proud of myself that day. It didn't matter how big the milestone was to me or anyone in my close circle of friends and family, but it was a step in a positive and uplifting direction. I remember the day that I drove to the yoga studio for the first time. It was on February 1st, 2016. I had worked really, really hard on this goal. In fact, I worked for 4 months on this goal. After all, I knew my neighborhood better than my mailman knew it. I was determined to take all of the work, all of the tools in my anxiety toolbox, and I was going to that darn studio, by myself, in my own car, and with my new positive mindset. I got into the car, put my key into the ignition, backed out of my driveway, and I was off. The yoga studio was 3.2 miles from my house, 3 traffic lights, and 2 intersections. My palms were sweaty, my heart was racing, and my muscles were tense. None of this agitation was going to stop me from this huge milestone. I remember the drive like it was yesterday, and I'll always remember this drive for the rest of my life. As I turned onto the main road, I had nowhere to go but forward. Every traffic light was green, there were hardly any cars on the road, and I pulled into the yoga studio parking lot with the same feeling when I crossed the finish line of the New York City Marathon, minus throwing my arms up in the air, of course. I put the car in park, turned the car off, pulled the keys out of the ignition, ran into the studio, and I cried. With tears of joy and relief, I called my mom and told her what I had done. It was a moment that I will never, ever forget. I allowed my worrying thoughts to control my every move. Everything that I thought was going to happen never did. It was crucial for me to train my brain, to train my thoughts from a worry state to deliberate thinking. I had to stop the worry before it affected my anxiety. This is a process, a system that I'm going to talk about in the next few episodes, because once you learn the formula and practice it every single day, you will be able to control this part of your anxiety. You will understand that the person you love can't just stop worrying. It's beyond that. It takes work, consistent daily work. That day was not just about getting in the car and driving to my destination. It was about taking the control back from something that was taken away from me because of worry, because of what I was telling myself in my thoughts. Friends, that day, I thrived. In fact, it was the very start of my thriving life, and nothing was ever going to prevent me from doing what it was that I wanted to do. As we close out episode 2 together, I hope my story brings you one step closer to hope, one step closer to where you want to go, because you're going to get there. I know you will. Until next time, keep thriving.